Hi, good afternoon. This is Nereida from the Tax Relief Center.
Yeah, lastly, I think his name is Ryan.
Yeah, we were getting back to you regarding to the IRS taxes. Are you still seeking for help?
Yes.
Okay, and do you owe more than $5,000 with the federal taxes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so if you have a couple of minutes, so we can provide you a free qualification in order to see how...
Yeah, I would like to talk to the person I was previously talking to. Ryan.
Okay, so just let me go ahead and connect the call with the tax specialist. May I please have your first
name? Right, thank you. Marie Roberts.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Roberts, just give me a moment and let me connect the call with the specialist. Just give me a second here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is the best contact number the 1-267-826-3213?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Give me a second. Okay.
And how may I direct your call?
Hi, this is Nereida. I have Ms. Robert on the line. She would like to get assistance. The phone number is 267-826-3213.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. You're in good hands, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Thanks a lot. Hi, Marie. My name is Travis. I'm a settlement officer with Republic Tax Relief. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. So I see that you actually spoke with one of our case managers over here, Don. You had an appointment set for today.
Yes, I was trying to get available.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let me see if I can get him on the phone for you. Hold on. Hold a moment, please.
All right.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, I was on the other line. I apologize for that.
Okay.
Let me get your file open here. How's the rest of your day been, by the way?
It was good. It's just my release came a little few minutes late.
Oh.
How about you so far?
Oh, good. My days are always good, actually. I like helping people, so hold on. I'm going to have to type your phone number in.
Okay.
867.
826.
Everything's 826.
3213.
Okay.
Yes.
3213. All right, let's pull that up here. Okay, here it goes. All right, and so looks like let's see where I stopped here. Okay, so I need to take you through the interview process.
Okay.
I didn't actually do the interview, right?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. I got a tax liability, I see that, but okay, so basically what the IRS wants to know, Marie, they want to know what's coming in, like your income coming in, and then they want to know what you're spending so that they can get a better idea of whether they want to negotiate with us. And so on a monthly basis, what are you bringing in, like before anything's taken out, like any taxes or benefits, before anything's taken out, like your growth stage?
Oh man, I need to be in front of a computer. I'm gonna guess my first job I made 14. So I'm gonna say my first job I make $2,800 per month.
Okay.
It was like 14 something before taxes. With my second job, my hours went down, so I think I make $4,000 a month from off of that. So I think I make about $6,800 a month. It don't seem like that.
Okay. No problem, because I'm sure you're getting a lot taken out, so it doesn't look like $6,800, but okay. And so do you have any other form of insurance, like possibly like Social Security, I mean, any form of income, such as Social Security or pensions or anything like that?
No.
Or is that it? Okay. Go ahead.
I have an IRA. I have a 401k.
Okay. Are you being paid off of it, or you're paying into it?
I'll pay into it.
Okay, I'll cover that on the asset side, but right now I just need to know what you're bringing in. And so, do you have any alimony or child support being paid to you?
No.
Okay, all right. And so we're done with what's coming in the door. Now they want to know what's going out, your expenses. Are you under the age of 65?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any dependents?
Yes.
How many?
My child is 18 and a fiance.
So 18 and what was the other one?
49.
Okay. And he's your dependent.
He's 18.
Okay, I got you. So we got three. Now what they want to know, they do expenses by allowances by state and county. What state are you in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania. That's right. Philly. Pennsylvania. And then what county is that?
Philadelphia
County?
Yeah.
There we go. All right. And so for Pennsylvania, Philadelphia County, they have certain allowances for food and clothing, housing and utilities. I'm going to go ahead and max out the food and clothing for three people so that it makes your situation, you know, more of a hardship. If I max them out, they allow us to do that. So I'm doing that now.
Okay.
Do you own or do you rent?
I rent.
And how much is that rent payment?
$15.17 a month.
Okay, $15.17. And do you have utilities?
Yes. I pay all utilities. Water, gas, electric, cable.
Okay. And so how much is your gas bill per month? Like average. I know it might vary, but you have any idea what it averages?
Like $300.
Okay. And then do you have a light bill, electricity bill?
Yes, that's around the same.
And then you said water. How much is the water bill?
That's about two something a month.
Okay, and then you have trash charge?
No, I don't have to pay for trash.
Okay. And then how about cable, internet, streaming, any of that?
My cable is $287 a month.
And then how about your cell phone?
My cell phone is $287 a month.
Okay. And then do you own? Okay. And let's talk about automobile transportation, that kind of thing. Do you own or lease a vehicle?
I'm currently buying one, yes.
Okay. And what is that payment?
Every time I get paid, it takes $244.
Okay. And how often is that?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. $244 times 26 divided by 12. So roughly $529. Okay. And then what about insurance?
$534. I pay insurance. It's $212 a month.
Okay. All right. And then do you have health care expenses right now? Or are they taking anything out of the paycheck?
Yes, I pay for insurance. Yes,
how
I get dental.
That?
Well, dang much because I pay out of pocket for medical. I pay $239 a month.
Okay.
Plus, I pay additional for dental and eyeglass.
How much? Do you have any idea what that is?
They know, because it's low, because it's like $12 a paycheck. I don't know how much the whole thing costs in a year.
Okay, no problem.
My dental is like
$24.
Yeah, my dental is like $24 a month, and my eyeglass is $12 a month. And then I have to, if I go to the doctor, I have copay.
Okay, how much are the copays?
Well, right now they was $80 every time I go to the doctor.
Okay.
I pay for medication. I pay over $100 a month for medication.
Okay. All right, $100. Okay. So let's just do this. 180. I'm combining a couple of things here. All right. And so how about life insurance? Do you have like a separate policy or something you're paying through your job? Or?
Oh, you know, you get life insurance through the job, but once you know you don't work at the job anymore, you don't get it no more.
Right, but are they charging or are they paying for it?
Yes, they're taking it out of my paycheck.
You have any idea how much that is? Because that's an expense for you, so we're going to capture it.
I can probably remember what it is. It's not much out the paycheck. So I think it's like $35 a pay or something like that.
Okay, I'm just going to multiply that by 26. Divided by 12. So rough. Whoops. That's not right. 75, $76 a month. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then, what about child care or dependent care? You said you had two.
No, I have a daughter about to start college.
Okay. And how about any court-ordered payments? Like alimony you're paying out, child support you're paying out? Okay.
No.
And then you mentioned you have a child about to go to college. You don't have any college loans yet, do you? Or do you have any for yourself?
I have a loan in my name. I'm paying off a loan in my name.
How much is the payment per month?
The payment per month is $24, but I owe $2,000.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Got that. So now that we have that, what they also look at, the last thing they look at is your assets. Is there anything that you own that the IRS can come after? Your
401k plan.
How much is in the 401k?
Right now, I think it's about $16,000 in there.
16? Or 16?
Mm-hmm. 16.
16. Okay. And then do you happen to have any loans against the 401k?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you don't own any real estate, investment real estate, rental properties, anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Just remind me, where you stand with the IRS? Are they sending you recent notices or are you just trying to get ahead of it?
I think I got a recent notice right before the year came, right after the year came in. That's how I know it's like $14,000. It went because I think in November it said 12, and then January it said 14. I'm like, well, they charge me $2,000 a month? The fuck? Excuse my language.
Yeah, it goes up fast. And unfortunately for taxpayers, it goes up fast, but they like that. They like for you to wait.
It's crazy because I pay my taxes. I pay my taxes. I've never been in a bind like this before. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. No, I get it. Okay, so that's actually everything I need. I need you to bear with me for a moment. I'm going to actually submit this to my legal team to see if we can get you qualified for any of these programs with the Fresh Start Initiative. So, but this will take a few minutes, though, okay?
All right.
And let me ask you.
I'm going to ask you other line real fast.
Okay, you actually called the general number. I'm going to text you again my direct number in case we get disconnected, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
All right. I'm about to go to the bank and withdraw my money and be not but $2,000 in there. Ooh. That's why I'm going at small one. This way, and I know I knew
Hi, Marie.
Yes.
Are you with me? Okay, great. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Do you hear an echo, by the way? I hear an echo. I don't know why.
I don't hear an echo on my end.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. So I just met with the legal team, and they just had a concern. They just wanted to make sure that in the future you don't fall behind if you're in this program. And the reason is this program with the IRS is kind of like a one and done. They help you get current, back on your feet with a clean slate, which is great. But you have to agree that moving forward while you're in the program, it's sort of a probationary kind of thing. You'll file on time and stay in compliance and that kind of thing. Can you commit to that? Or?
Yeah, but am I paying them out money or something?
State it again.
Am I paying them out money?
No. This is like the two programs I just described to you is if you can qualify, they may settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe or put you in a non-collectible status where you pay nothing at all. And you'd have to sort of be good for a while, so to speak. Make sure you're filing on time and that kind of thing. So.
No problem. I can file.
Yeah, great. I appreciate that. So you're actually approved for the program. They just wanted me to tell you that because a lot of people, you know, if we didn't tell them, they wouldn't know. We got to tell you. So, so let me tell you what the first thing we do. We actually submit a limited power of attorney to the IRS, so we have a legal right to speak and negotiate on your behalf. And then the second thing we do, Marie, is submit an 8821 authorization form. Now, this is an IRS form that forces the IRS to put everything in writing. It allows us to go back 10 years. That way we don't miss any penalties or overcharges that they may have on record that you might not know about. We'll catch any mistakes because they do make mistakes. And so we'll be able to determine where you stand in the collection queue and also know what their plans are towards your account. And so the other thing that we do is we force the IRS to stop any collections, intentions on collecting, that kind of thing. So we put a collection hold in place while we're reviewing and investigating, waiting on them to get the records back to us. And so that collection hold goes in place, and it protects you from having to worry about the IRS going into your bank account or paycheck.
Okay.
So the only thing about this entire process is it's the IRS we're talking about, so it isn't overnight. Right now, it's taking them 4 to 5 weeks to get the records back to us. And then once we get the records back, we need 2 or 3 weeks to review everything, process everything, come up with a plan, analyze. So on average, you're looking at about 45 to 60 days to finalize everything. Is that going to work for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And let me just get back.
I'm going to take this out of a day for a lifetime. But I need to know what I'm talking about.
No, I got you. Let me.
And, you know, that's worry about money. I don't want to be owing nobody thousands and thousands of dollars. Not y'all, not them, nobody.
Right. No, I got you. Let me get back to your file here. Okay, I got you. Lastly, as far as our cost for personal taxes, you don't have a business EIN number or anything. We charge $795 if you needed some kind of a payment plan to stretch it out, or $590 if you pay it in full. Which one works best for you?
I'll pay it in full.
Okay. And then what I need to do is verify the legal spelling of your name the way the IRS has it. Is it M-A-R-I-E? Is that your first name?
Yes.
And then do you have a middle initial, Marie?
Yes, and as a Nancy.
Okay. And then what is your last name again?
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you to email documents back and forth?
It's Marie, M-A-R-I-E, R as in Robert. O as an open. I mean, oh, shit. Sorry. I'm It's Marie. I'm sorry. Marie R-H-D 47 at gmail.com.
I'm going to repeat it back. Marie R-H as in Harry D Travis47@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what's your home address, Marie?
1558.
Okay. 1558.
Mm-hmm. Ruan, okay. Ruan Street.
Thank you for spelling it, by the way. Okay. All right. And then is there like a apartment number or anything? Or?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then what city is that in Pennsylvania? Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
And then what's the zip code there?
19124.
Okay, so I'll get legal to sign off on your case and get these forms over to you. What is your date of birth, Marie?
8/28/72.
Okay, and then what's your social?
207-54-0873. You know what I didn't mention? In August, I lost my youngest son. I had to pay for his funeral. And then September, I lost my mother. I had to pay for her funeral. And in 2019, I lost my husband, and I had to pay for his funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of, oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. I mean, that's a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, you actually qualified for the program, so we'll get you the best deal we can. We since you don't own a house, we definitely, our goal is to get you in a currently non-collectible where you pay nothing. The debt's frozen.
Yes.
Sometimes if people make, you know, a lot of money and don't have very many expenses, sometimes they can't get into that program. So we do the offer and compromise. We're actually going to present you with different options and you would just choose. The offer and compromise is it's usually the full amount that you would owe would be roughly 20% of what you owe once we negotiate everything with the IRS. So you would only pay 20% of what you owe, but we're going to try to get you into the currently non-collectible where the debt is frozen. So, and you have a hardship. So we're just going to, that's our goal, to get you in the currently non-collectible. So, all right. And so, let's see, along with the two IRS forms that I said we were going to be filing for you as your legal representatives, I'll include the payment authorization form as well. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you a link to a contract. You're going to walk through it and sign it and then comes back here and we're going to put all the collection hold and order the documents and that kind of thing. But I need to populate it with a credit card to put it on file. And so did you want to put that, is it like a credit or a debit card?
This is a debit card.
Okay. You know, and it's going to be go ahead.
Should I use a credit card?
Say it again.
Should I use my bank card or should I use a credit card?
It doesn't matter. It's just, it has to have a Visa. Or is it like a Visa or a MasterCard? Okay, yeah. People use either one. It's up to you. We don't really have a preference.
Okay, it's Visa.
Okay, that's going to start with a 4. I'm ready anytime you are.
4475-5402-1402-2401.
So let me repeat that. 4475-5402. Okay. Okay, there we go. Oops. I got to actually erase this out here. It won't let me go back to the beginning. 4479. And then what was the next?
4479?
5402-1402-2401. And what's the
expiration
date on the visa? 12/27. And those three numbers on the back?
153.
And so the name on the card, is it the same as the name I have here?
Yes.
And then is the billing address the same as the one you just gave me?
Yes.
Schedule. So what I'm going to do now, after I do this payment scheduler here, one payment, what I'm going to do is generate the contract while I have you on the phone. I have legal sign off on it, and then I'm going to text you a link. So can you bear with me for a second?
Okay.
Got to save all of this. All right. I'm just going to put you on hold for less than a minute, actually maybe around a minute, so I can generate it and then get legal to quickly sign off on it. So hold on. Okay, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. I'm about to text you a link to a contract. Let me know when you got that link. This part's really, really super simple. Did you get a link that says contract secure link? I mean, a text to your phone?
Okay.
And so go ahead and tap that link for me. Now, the IRS is very, very particular about your electronic signature. Number one, it needs to be legible. And then number two, it just needs to be in cursive and neat. And so tap continue and then start for me, if you don't mind.
All right. I'm opening up the thing.
Okay.
All right. So
continue and then start. And then what you're going to come to a box that says sign here. Continue, start. And when you see that box that says sign here, you're just going to turn the phone sideways, auto-rotate it so it's easier to draw with your fingernail, your signature. You're just going to draw your signature in, and then you're just going to type your name underneath. So let me know when you've done those two steps.
Where it go at? Okay, there it goes. Client signature.
So were you able to draw your signature into the box?
That's what I'm doing now, yes.
Okay.
And then let me enter my name.
Type your name underneath.
Let me clear this out real fast. Let me do it over again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're being careful, because once in a while they do kick the signatures back. For legal, we review them before we send them off. But
this is my handwriting. This is, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And I apply.
Yeah, click, tap apply, and then what you're going to see is a blue arrow at the top right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to actually rotate the phone back up in, vertical, and then tap on the blue arrow to the right, and you're going to see a box. You're going to tap that box, and your
signature,
you're already, It's the right one, the right blue arrow to the top right.
All right, I see that.
And then you're going to see a box.
Got it.
You're going to tap it. And you're going to see another box. You're going to tap it. Go down, I think. And then a third box. And you're going to tap that. And then let me know when you get to finish after you tap that third box.
I'm at finish.
Okay, so now you're going to just tap to sign, and you're going to enter the same exact email that you gave me. That way it comes back to me. And once you enter that email, after you tap sign and then enter your email, you're going to see some words, a message that says you're all set. Let me know when you see that message.
Oh, sorry. I blanked out for a second. You said push the finish button.
Oh, yeah. Finish. And then once you tap finish, you're going to tap to sign.
Tap to sign.
And then enter your email address.
Make sure it's
the same one you gave me.
Yep.
And
the web form has been modified. Reload, okay. Prepare a document.
Okay. And it's been a little slow today coming back to me. Usually it takes a few seconds, but it's been taking like up to 5 minutes. So once you get that message, let me know, and I'll just refresh my system and see how long it takes this time. But did you get a message from
me?
Yeah,
let me see. Something came in, but ain't nothing. It's no words. It just say Republic Text Relief. Let me see. Nope.
Hmm.
It's just a blank. It's just blank with your name. Republic Test Relief. That's it.
Hmm. And so you didn't get the message. So you entered your email address.
I'm going to check my email. Republic Text says you're a document to review. Review the document.
That's probably the same as the link I sent you. It's automatically emailed also. But you should have gotten a message when you finished tapping the sign and then enter your email after you tap finish. You should have gotten a message saying you're all set.
Nope.
Okay.
It just came in too slow. Let me see. Is this it? No, that might not be it.
What's weird is I didn't. Usually I get a message saying that you opened it. Let me just see if I got that message.
No, I just got the new paper all over again.
Oh. I wonder what happened.
It wants me to start over again. You want me to start over?
Oh, yeah. There's something that didn't quite go in order, maybe, but it might have saved your signature. So press continue and then start. Hopefully, it saved the signature. So what do you see? Do you see a box?
What's
that sign here?
Oh, I'm doing it over again.
Okay. Oh, you have to sign it again?
Yeah.
Once you sign it, then you're going to enter your name type your name underneath and tap apply. What's weird is you had all the steps in order until we got to tap the sign and enter your email.
My email. Click to sign. It says you're all set.
Oh.
You should have started
Facebook
RS.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me refresh my system.
Yeah, it says you're done. Phase one service agreement, IRS forms, open agreement.
That was kind of weird.
That was kind
of weird. Okay. I got something weird back, so let me see what it doesn't have your name on the email thing coming back, so let me see if this one's it. No, that's not it. It's still probably hung up in the system. It might take a minute or two. Yeah,
because I got something from your about what you just discussed, the file power of attorney for the IRS.
Right.
Question
right.
Enforce order all.
I know you did it. It's just, it's got to be just hung up in the server or something. It's been taking up to 5 minutes a day. I don't know why. Something's not quite, with this technology, something's not quite on today, because usually it takes, you know, less than 15 seconds to get in. But I noticed that it's been taking long, you know, quite a while to get back. The last one I did took almost 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is a bunch of them popped up at the same time. So
oh, wow.
It was just, they're just getting hung up in the internet. So hopefully, just keep refreshing. Hopefully it comes through.
IRS. So you want me to tell you what you want to
say? I'm on demo gear after you fuck the claim that shit.
You want to the mall?
Huh?
What mall? What mall?
What you say mall?
Have you taken your boots back?
No. Wait.
What you want me to go?
I need to go charge.
Not back yet. Are you able to stay on the line with me, or?
Yes. Not quite sure.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Right, good. Not sure why it's not coming back. Every time I want it to come back, it doesn't. We'll get it. Because I know if you got that message, then it's just caught up. If you never see the message, then I know it, you didn't actually weren't able to do anything. You can download it from your phone, by the way, a copy of what you just signed.
Okay.
I always like to send a copy and a welcome email that I'm going to put together. But, come on.
Your name is Don, right?
Yeah. And I checked. Did you get the text that I sent you while I had you on hold the first time? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I added to my contact. But I'm telling you this to tell you that that's what we call my son that passed. His name was, we called him Don or Donnell or Donnie.
Oh.
His name is Don.
Oh. Yeah, my dad named me after him. He's a senior. I'm a junior.
Oh, wow.
I don't put that on. I don't put my whole name on there, but I just go by Don. My dad actually passed away January of last year on his birthday. It was
my condolences.
Yeah. I mean, he was born on January 26th and died on January 26th. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, that was weird. I named my son after my mother, which her name is Donna. So it was weird that they passed directly a month behind each other.
I mean, you see that with husband and wife sometimes. You know, when they're elderly, one would pass away and then quickly later on the other one.
I've seen that.
Loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think something might have just come through. Let me see. It's not, doesn't have your name as usual here. It just has a bunch of letters. Okay. Oh, here it is. Right here. Okay, let me check the signature right quick just to make sure. And then I can't say the signature's perfect because, but I would like to look at it anyway. Looks like the initials are missing. I don't, usually when something's missing, it doesn't do it. Everything else is here. Everything's that. Maybe initials aren't supposed to go there. Let me go back up. Everything else is here. The signatures. Let's see where I saw those. Oh, you know what? That's not for your initials. Okay, everything looks fine to me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have one of our attorneys sign off on your signature just to make sure it won't get kicked back. Then immediately we're going to file a power of attorney, request all your transcripts, and put the collection hold in place. And then that's where the waiting for the IRS comes in. So no news is good news for 4 to 5 weeks. Once everything's in, I'm going to call you. And only thing I need from you in the meantime, Marie, is that if you receive any correspondence from the IRS, I need you to email them to me, and I'm going to send you a welcome email. But before I send you the welcome email, I need to put you on hold and call my billing, and then I'll be right back on the line, all right? Hold on.
All right. Don't like what? Trucks? What bowls? I said they said the house was clean.
Hey, me. That's why I got roaches upstairs. He didn't drink. He loved. She was waiting for me. Keep me. I was like, bullshit downstairs.
That's crazy that, they did that to me. They did that to me last year.
What?
Didn't show up, and then I just have to look at my email, and then I look at my email, and it says they rescheduled. But that's better because I think the 3rd is Monday. That way I could be there.
Okay, are you there?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm about to prepare an email for you. It's going to be a welcome email. And I, like I said, I'm also going to attach a copy of the contract. So just bear with me here.
Okay.
Okay. And the email's going to, the heading on the email is going to say, welcome to Republic Tax Relief. And let's see here. It's just going to outline the same steps I just mentioned to you. Like I said, if you get any correspondence from this day on, I need you to send them to me simply because I'll hand walk them to the legal team, and they'll make sure there's nothing we need to do from your standpoint, and they'll also determine whether they need to do something in a different step, depending on whether, you know, it's something that's, more drastic than what it is right now. So, but we'll jump on that. So I'm about to attach the contract. Let me know when you, oops, it didn't send, hold on. And okay, let me know when you got an email. It just says, welcome to Republic Tax Relief.
All right.
Oh, are you driving, by the way?
I just started driving.
Okay, great. That's the last step. That's actually everything I need from you. You're actually all set. We're going to take it from here, and we'll get this done for you. And I really appreciate your patience. Sorry for the technical glitches there, but looks like we were able to get through everything. So, all right. Well, you have a good day. Right. Be safe out there. All right.
You too, guys.
Okay. Take care.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.